Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
The following is a WSM digital production.
From the station that made country music famous, this is another 650 AM WSM Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, powered by NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
At NashvilleGuitarStore.com, our guitars are better than new. Every guitar has passed an extra inspection. It's set up and tested by a certified luthier and put safely in its case till it's shipped out to you. Not like those big box stores where a ton of pimple-faced kids been jamming with their booger fingers, scratching them all up. At NashvilleGuitarStore.com, our guitars are better than new.
NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and welcome to this edition of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. We feature Janelle Arthur. This was recorded August the 1st of 2017 at our WSM studios. My first time meeting Janelle, although Bill had worked an opera show with her at least once before, I think back at the Ryman Auditorium. We have a lot of fun with Janelle's hometown of Oliver Springs, Tennessee. You'll hear that in just a few minutes. Probably more information than you ever wanted to know about Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Population 3,000. 231. It's actually in three counties, Anderson, Morgan, and Roane County. And as Wikipedia tells us, Oliver Springs is home to American Idol contestant Janelle Arthur. But also, they must be doing something good with the arts. 2010 Tony Award winner Levi Kreiss. He won a Tony Award for his role in the Million Dollar Quartet, also toured and Rent around the country as well. So there's a little background on Oliver Springs. Enjoy our podcast with Janelle Arthur.
That is our guest, Janelle Arthur. Make her welcome to Coffee, Country, and Cody and WSM Radio, singing with Vince Gill. That's right. She was singing the bass. He was singing the high part. That's what happens when you sing with Vince Gill.
That's true.
Good morning, Janelle.
Good
welcome.
Good morning.
Great to see that smile.
Good to see you.
I last saw it on the stage of the Ryman Auditorium, in person at least, when you were on Opry Country Classics.
That's right.
And you did something special in wardrobe that night, as I recall. Yes. Does my memory serve me?
Yes, I wore a Dottie West dress while I sang a Dottie West song. So it was really special. I got it from over at Fontenelle Mansion over there, and it's on display. And I was in there one day, and I said, well, man, I should just wear that beautiful dress right there if they let me. So they did, and I got to wear it on the Opry stage. So that was really neat.
And she was the first major act I ever introduced on stage when I was a teenage kid at my county fair. I got to introduce Dottie West, her daughter Shelley, who had not had all that success as duet partner with David Frizzell, You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma, and all those other songs they did, plus her solo career. That none of that had happened.
Wow.
I want to say she was maybe 19 years old, backing her mom out on the road.
Wow.
And
that's so neat.
So to see you there that night, that was just so special. Knowing that history, because she was opening a Tom T. Hall show. Dottie was out on the road, and they were doing these summer fair dates and made their way to Central Kentucky. You grew up outside Oak Ridge. We were just laughing at the images of Oliver Springs. Not laughing at, laughing with.
It's okay.
Because you laughed, too, and Charlie felt like it was okay. So, no, we're good. We're good. We didn't laugh at them. We were laughing with them because Janelle laughed. Seeing the countryside around Oliver Springs.
Oh, yeah.
What was the first big country music act you remember seeing?
You know, I saw a lot of people at Dollywood because I went there every summer. My mom and dad would take me from the time I was in a stroller. So I got to see Vince Gill. That was one of the first people I ever saw because he was my favorite, and he still is. And so I got to see a lot of different acts at Dollywood. So, yeah.
The duet we just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Whose song is that? Is that one of your songs?
It's my song. Yeah, I wrote it. I wrote it pretty close to after when I first got off of American Idol. And so I wrote that song with my friend Dana Jorgensen. And I was, Vince really just, after I got off the show, he was a great friend to me. And he's my musical hero, obviously. So we ended up, we went to breakfast, and then I ended up playing him some of my songs. And he just loved this one in particular. And so I said, I kind of joked and said, well, if you like it so much, you can just sing on it. And he looked at me seriously and said, well, I can do that. And I thought, you better not tell me that, because I will take you up on that. So I ended up getting him to sing on it with me. And then, of course, I said, well, hey, you know, if you'd like to sing the second verse, just go ahead and do that, you know, if you'd like to. And I didn't know if he would or not. And he did. So I'm just really proud of it and so thankful to him for just treating me like a friend. So, yeah.
Janelle Arthur, if you just joined us. Vince Gill, you heard the first song you heard is off the album Janelle, Love You Anyway, on 650 AM WSM. For a lot of people, you came into our lives and living rooms. Mm-hmm. Was it season 12 of Idol? And you were a top
season
five
12.
Finalist.
Yes.
Oh, tell us about that journey. We've had a number of Idol contestants and runners-up and mm-hmm. winners. Scotty McCreery sat right where you're sitting last week.
Oh, that's awesome.
And,
I love Scotty.
And he's Lauren great. Elena, of uh-huh, course, whom we
yes.
see regularly at the Opry.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both so good. And
How did that journey from Oliver Springs?
Well, you know, it really went from Oliver Springs to Pigeon Forge. That's where I got my start, because mm-hmm. I started singing at Dollywood when I was 8 years old.
Because, you know, Carly Pierce is having great success right
yes,
now.
Yes, and she
Carly
was at Dollywood,
was a Dollywood
as well.
Girl.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was at Dollywood, and then I was at Country Tonight Theater, Smoky Mountain Jubilee. I did thousands of shows. See, I didn't just do a couple years in Pigeon Forge. I did 12. So that was my life. I grew up in Pigeon Forge. I ended up just really, I knew that I wanted to be in Nashville someday. So I did Pigeon Forge, moved to Nashville when I was 20 years old. And then I immediately started auditioning for American Idol about 4 months later or so. And
where was your audition?
It was the first audition was in New Orleans, and I didn't even make it past the tables in the arena. I went back 2 weeks later to Austin, Texas, and made it all the way to Hollywood Week. And then the next year, I went back and made it to Top 60. And that was Philip Phillips' year when he won.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I ended up going back for my third try. And I just thought, you know, I just don't know if this is meant to be. I don't know if it's really going to happen for me. But I ended up making it to top five. So I couldn't have been more thankful for that. And it's just funny because American Idol is such a big deal, but it's also just a small part of my journey. And I did so many shows before, and then thankfully I got to play the Opry afterwards. So it's just such a great part of my journey.
Well, it's interesting because Kelly Pickler's told that story about, you know, waiting at the audition and getting up to leave and said, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her grandfather had taken her, one of her grandparents said, we've come all this way. Don't give up, sit down and let's just play this thing out. And you see how it's changed her life.
Yeah.
And so you know exactly how that feels, don't you?
Yeah, I know. It's when you work really hard for something, you know, you really appreciate it a lot more. And so by the third season, I think I appreciated it so much more than if I'd made it the first season that I auditioned. So
growing up in a little town like Oliver Springs, I got to believe that so much of the fabric of your growing up was probably spent in church. Was that the first place you remember singing?
Absolutely. I started singing harmony in church and stuff when I was really little. I remember hearing my aunt sing harmony, and I started saying, well, what are you singing? What is that? And I just, because I heard it from such an early age. And so I started singing with her, and then I started finding the other part. And so it was just that's one of my first memories of really hearing harmony as well.
So, where'd you go to church?
I went to a church in Oliver Springs. It was Oliver Springs Church of Christ. So it was an a cappella church. So I started, it was the harmony was there.
Oh,
so
listen,
yeah.
For those of us, Charlie grew up Catholic. I'm a Baptist preacher's son. And when you go and you experience that for the first time, there's something that kind of gives you the goosebumps.
Absolutely.
When you hear, because you're not used to that.
I know.
I mean, we like somebody to just beat the keys off a piano in the Baptist church. You know what I'm saying? And the more
That's
your
right.
hands fly up, no, go quite go Pentecostal on us, but almost. We love that awesome. Sort of thing. We like that.
We had the pipe organ, never had the piano.
Well, that's because you didn't have Randy Hart if he's listening this morning.
You could have played the pipe organ. Actually, the pipes took up the entire balcony. Oh, it was great.
Is that right?
Oh, it just filled up the place, yeah.
Well, Janelle, would you play and sing a little something for us this morning and introduce the band that you have accompanying you, your orchestra?
I have Landon here with me. He's a fabulous guitar player and great person, and he's going to play for me. This is the song that I have in an upcoming movie I'm doing with Dina Carter. It's called Running From My Roots. Got my keys loaded down Mazda, hug my daddy, kiss my mama, one last turn down that gravel road.
Live with Janelle Arthur on 650 AM WSM. As we go to the break, tell me about this movie. Janine Turner's in it.
Yes.
She's been a guest on the show. Dina Carter's one of our longest time friends here.
Yes.
And you are in this movie. It's called Take Two for Faith. And obviously a faith-based movie.
It's a faith-based movie. My character's name is Faith. And it's a family-oriented type of film. And I love it so much that I was able to be a part of it because I wasn't pursuing acting. And I was called to be the star of this film. And so once I knew Dina Carter was going to play my mom, I couldn't turn it down. So, that was kind of a... That was the kicker for me.
Did you know Dina at all before she was cast in this role?
I had met Dina backstage at American Idol one time because she lives out in L.A. She's been in L.A. for 15 years. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I met her backstage, and then we hit it off, and then we didn't see each other for, a few years. And then they told me that, so I was like, this is going to be awesome. So,
and where'd you shoot it? Here
or
in Los Angeles?
We shot it in Texas, Smithville, Texas, and that's where Hope Floats was filmed. It's a really cute town, but it was filmed in August, and it was so hot. I mean, it was unreal. And we filmed a lot of scenes. Dina and I filmed our scene where we sing together at like 3 a.m. So
give me the storyline. Just give me this. If you had to put a synopsis like they do on the web of the movie, what would it be?
Well, it's about a girl who's a singer in Nashville. And so that's why they chose me. They wanted a singer to act as a singer.
So that's you.
That's me.
Okay.
So,
and your name is Faith in the movie.
Faith Winters in the movie, yeah.
Okay.
And so my character is a singer, country music singer. She kind of starts to get, she loses her record deal, and she ends up kind of getting fed up with the way the industry wants to change her.
So this is like a real-life Nashville
story. This is like
story.
My story. You know?
Huh? This is anybody who's trying to give the music business a shot at this.
I know,
this
I felt
time.
Like I was just myself.
I love it already.
So, yeah. So she kind of gets fed up with the industry in certain ways. And so she just, she goes back home to where she's from just to kind of, just to escape and just get back rooted into, to kind of remember who she was. And so I think that's really a cool storyline. So it's not giving away too much with what I said, but I hope that everyone can see it. I don't know when in the world it's coming out. I really don't know. The film world seems to be even slower sometimes than the music world, but.
Did you ever see Janine Turner when she was Maggie in Northern Exposure? Ever see any of that old stuff?
I never watched Northern Exposure, but I'm telling you, Janine was, when she stepped on the set, everyone was like, Janine Turner. Like, everyone was just like everyone just like bowed to Janine Turner.
Listen,
and so
when she was playing Maggie O'Connell in Northern Exposure, every man in the world had a crush on Janine Turner.
I believe it. She's drop dead gorgeous. Yeah.
And she still is.
Yes, she is.
927 on 650 AM WSM. Well, your new single, we'll talk about that and more when we return. Janelle Arthur is here. And many of you will associate her with American Idol, or of course, recently on stage at the Ryman Auditorium as a part of Opry Country Classics. We did that. Light Myself on Fire. We'll do that more when we come back.
650 AM WSM is over 90 years old, but we're as social as ever. Follow WSM Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for behind-the-scenes videos, photos, exclusive contests, performances, and so much more. And it's easy to find us. Search at WSM Radio to get us at all three. For even more special content, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's all from the station that made country music famous. 650 AM WSM.
Welcome back, Janelle Arthur, 27 till 10, 933. Got a new movie. We talked about that. Charlie played the trailer. Take Two for Faith, which includes Janine Turner and Dina Carter. And Janelle is in there. And then the new single, Light Myself on Fire. That is a part of a work you heard, Love You Anyway, from Vince Gill and Janelle. Mm-hmm. Where is this for people watching on television? I'll hold that up.
Well, everything is on iTunes, Amazon. My new single is, of course, on that as well. It's on Google Play, on Spotify. And the single is one I just released this year, a few months back. And I'm really excited about that one. It kind of sounds scary. The title sounds scary, but it's not, I promise. So, but I'm really proud of this song, and I wrote it with Gerald Smith and Dennis Knutson. But you can find all of my music on iTunes, and then now the single on Spotify. So,
this is Janelle Arthur. You're hearing it on 650 AM WSM, all over the world at WSMonline.com, the app download to your smartphone, and you're watching... And she's Facebook Live right now, too, for those of you who follow her on Facebook, as we are on 650 AM WSM. Light myself on fire.
The hands on the clock are in slow motion.
Janelle Arthur on 650 AM WSM. And again, your music is available for people who are watching, listening all over the world.
It is, yes. And you can also get my EP that I recorded, the one that has the Vince Gill duet on there. Mm-hmm. It's available. If you'd like a physical copy, you can go to JanelleArthur.com and order one on there. And of course, I'm all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff, because I have to be. So.
Something struck me earlier. It's interesting that you are playing a character named Faith in this movie we talked about, Take Two for Faith.
Yeah.
Because I as I sat here and I look at you in person, and having worked a Ryman show with you and have seen you live in that environment, and then to see you in photographs, the camera loves you like it loves Faith Hill, like it loves Trisha Yearwood. Beautiful people already.
Thank you.
But there's something that's personified once the camera gets through with you.
Thank you. So, I really appreciate that. That's so sweet. Thanks.
And particularly with this picture regarding the single we just heard.
Yeah.
Yes, because you're kind of holding.
Yeah. It was just a random last minute shot in this studio. We had some light bulbs hanging from the ceiling, and I kind of just joked and put my hands under there, and then ended up being a great shot. So
let me guess. You shoot all day. You're exhausted.
Pretty much.
And you're just standing around goofing.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, hey. You know what? That's the one we're going to keep.
That's how it works.
That's right.
Most of the time.
We got about 5,000 here, but that last one's the one we're going to take.
Yep, that's it.
And with you, again, you can follow her on her website, Janelle Arthur, and her Janelle is Janelle. Got it?
Yes.
And what is your middle name? I saw the most interesting thing, and your father's name as well.
My middle name is Oredith. It's O-R-E-D-I-T-H, and it's my grandmother's middle name, and they call her Oredith, it's a special name. It's definitely unique. And
I have never known until this moment in time another one in my life.
Yeah.
So that is an oddity and wonderful at the same time.
Thank you. It's a special name, and then my dad's name. His name is Gentledine. So his first name is Gentle, and it's a great conversation piece. Right.
Well, pray tell, what is your mother's name?
Judy.
See? Somebody's got to have some sense of normalcy in this family. Thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you, Bill.
I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. Janelle Arthur on Coffee Country and Cody.
650 AM WSM.
Thanks for listening to this WSM digital production. Get more and stay connected with the WSM app.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.